Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome everyone to our Dallas Mavs post-game show. Something new that we're doing on the program here. You are tuned in to the RF Sports Radio Show. Dallas Mavs post-game show. Mavs played last night against the Memphis Grizzlies. Lose a real, real close game, 91-90. A game they really should have won. I watched this game. I was there at the game live. They led the whole game, and then actually something happened late in the fourth quarter. Turnovers became the problem. A lot of issues at the end of the game with the last couple of plays. They had 6 seconds left, which is eternity in basketball, and couldn't get off a shot. So we're going to get into a lot of the post-game reaction from the show. You'll hear some live audio from Rick Carlisle, Jason Kidd, Tyson Chandler, and Dirk as well, too. But just to recap the game real quick, Dirk, it was a funny game for Dirk. Dirk did have 27 points. He was 11-15 for the field, though it was a loss, and he actually broke his streak of 82 consecutive free throws in this game, which is one of the longest streaks that they've had. But Dirk played well. I mean, Dirk is always going to give you 25 or more points per game. He did that again. Caron Butler had a big game. He stepped up. They actually gave Caron the player for the game for the Mavs, a little premature before they actually lost the game. And the Mavs led every quarter. So far in this season, they've led every quarter except for the final result on Friday. It was a lack of turnovers, a lack of and you'll hear some of the post-game comments from Rick, and he hit the nail on the head. The team is just not executing. I mean, they're not doing what they need to do at the end of the game to close the game out to really get the win. The star lineup for the Mavs was Butler, Nowitzki, Chandler, Terry, and Kidd. The Mavs did shoot 11-for-18 in the first quarter, which they started out hot, and it just seemed like they couldn't get the job done. So let's hear first from Rick Carlisle. He was really disgusted, came in. You could tell on his face that he really was upset about the game. He felt like his players didn't come through like they should have. So let's hear from Rick Carlisle first and hear some of his comments after the game.
Was not good, and they were scrappy defensively tonight, and I think that they had something to do with that, and we've got to be better. Well, look, we'll get there. We just we haven't gotten there yet. I thought our guys understood, and I thought we were trying. But you know, we make a lot of the same mistakes, and so I've got to coach harder on those things, obviously. And you know, the key thing is to keep our aggressiveness, and being able to eliminate the mistakes, because we need to be an aggressive team. But, you know, some of the mistakes that we make are just defy logic.
Coach, how disappointing was it to get that double-digit lead and then lose it, stuff like that?
It was disappointing.
Oh. Rick?
You asking me on a scale or,
Just saying, not to see the guys that did it and pretty much put their foot on the
Look, we held them to 38% shooting. We shot 47. You know, those are winning numbers, but 20 turnovers for 19 points are losing numbers, and those are going to bite you every time.
Rick, what was those last two plays? How were they supposed to go?
Not the way they went. Out of who? Yeah, he played okay. Yeah.
Tyson only took one shot all game long. Were you disappointed that he wasn't more involved offensively?
Our centers aren't primary targets and primary receivers in our offense, and we probably got to get them more engaged. They're rollers to the basket, they're screeners, and they get a lot of their scoring opportunities off the activity of others. So when our ball movement is good and we get penetration, they get a lot more involved. When we're running set offense, they're not going to be, our top options usually. So, they've got to get their stuff off the offensive boards. They've got to get it running. They've got to get it on – you know, setting screens and being free off screen setting and those kinds of things.
Were they doing something to hit the offensive boards like they did, or were you guys not effective enough?
Well, in the first half, we got stuck in a lot of situations where Tyson was helping, and you know, he'd force a missed shot or he would influence a shot negatively. It would miss, and then, you know, we weren't able to crack down and get a body on Gasol. So, you know, I don't remember how many he had in the first half, but he had 3 or 4. And, you know, that got them going.
Karan is, I think, why the team is shot now in both games. Is that something?
Yeah, what is he getting out of the way?
If he's open, he should shoot. Yeah, I mean, but I don't expect him to be our leading shot taker. He's going to be one of the top 3 or 4, obviously. He'll be in the top 3 most likely. But look, this is 2 games out of 82, so, you know, come back in 2 weeks and let's see where they are.
You weren't expecting to see Marc Gasol. I mean, how much did that really free up guys like O.J. Mayo or Rudy Gay to get
off? Look, he's a good player. I wasn't shocked that he played. I mean, these things happen, you know. Teams do this kind of stuff, and you got to be ready. But look, we had a double-digit lead in the second half and lost it. So that had nothing to do with whether or not, you know, Gasol was playing or not playing. You know, it had to do with our execution, and they made some damn good plays to win the game, and we didn't make enough.
Are you looking forward to
getting
that one?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, because it's on the schedule. You know, it's like golf when you're playing on Bermuda greens. Those are your favorite greens to putt on. I haven't played golf lately, but. You liked that, didn't you?
And there was just some real quick audio from Rick Hall out there in the post-game interview. He was asked about Caron Butler. That was the comment he made about him playing well. Caron did have a good night, but, of course, the coach was disgusted about the outcome of the game. They did ask him how he felt about going on the road. He said he was ready to go on the road. If you guys know Rick Carlisle, he can be sarcastic at times and have a little short answers. But you could tell he was disgusted. And like you said, they had to get more paints down low. They didn't do anything down low, really. Tyson Chandler, actually Brendan Haywood didn't have any points at all of the game. Tyson Chandler only had 3. And Marc Gasol had a double-double. And so we asked Tyson Chandler about that as well. And what you didn't hear was a lot of stuff about what happened at the very end of the game. They had a chance to inbound the ball, couldn't get the ball to Dirk. Jason Terry had a turnover. Kidd almost had a turnover as well. So next you guys will hear from Kidd real quick, too. I want to welcome on, of course, our co-host all the time, and that's Royce. Royce, you heard some of Rick Carlisle's comments. You saw some of this game as well, too. I mean, he basically said that the team is not gelling. They're not really playing together right now. They're not executing. Is that just something that happens at the beginning of a season with Tyson Chandler being in the start lineup?
Well, you know, before the game, he had came on and said that the Mavericks are going to start defending their house a lot better, and they're not going to let anybody come in and dominate their arena, and they're going to try to have the home field advantage. Right now, I didn't see a lot of that. They just pretty much stayed the same old Mavs doing the same thing. Like I said, I don't understand them not inbounding the ball with that much time that getting it to Dirk. You know, and they do look for Dirk to take the last shot. I know he does do it. But you got some other players that's going to step it up a little bit more. And they just lost this game in the last 3 minutes. They, you know, it could easily went the Mavericks' way. I didn't see a whole lot of hustle. I saw a lot of turnovers near the end. But like I said, if you're going to defend your house, those kind of games you got to win.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We actually talked to Kidd about what happened towards the end of the game. So let's hear a little bit about what Jason Kidd had to say from the locker room last night on the Dallas Mavs postgame show.
Well, I think 2 things. We didn't take care of the ball. They were active and got their hands on balls and got some turnovers, and they capitalized on it. Well, you know, I think the first one, Jet saw him go underneath, so he stopped to catch and shoot, and then he recovered, and he lost the ball a little bit, I think, and then we called a timeout, and then they put Gasol on me to take the ball out, and, you know, he blocked a little bit of my vision, but Jet came wide open. I just threw it behind him.
And Gasol was not on you first?
No. No, so he was wide open. I just threw it behind Jet, and that was my turnover. That was my bad, at the, you know, for the last play, because we got to get a shot, you know, no matter what.
How disappointing is it to lose a game like this, especially when you hold the opponent to 39% shooting from the field?
Yeah, well, defensively, we were there. We just didn't make plays. You know, we turned the ball over in the fourth, and then the other aspect, we gave up an offensive rebound when we needed a stop and a rebound, and on top of that, we fouled and sent them to the line. So, you know, for that, we just got to learn that when we need a stop, we got to get the rebound.
Your offense struggles in the fourth quarter. Is that a case that you had, you know, not having the half-court stuff down when you're not able to play for it?
Well, I think the fourth quarter, we have to get out and still look to explore to run. You know, we turned the ball over after we got the rebounds a couple times where we're route running. We turned the ball over. We don't get a shot. So that definitely puts you in the hole because you're turning the ball over. You don't get a shot, and they come back and score.
He wasn't even sure if he was going to play for the last one.
And that was just some audio right there from Jason Kidd, as you guys heard. He did almost have a turnover the late part of the game, and that's, I think it's a really a product of the team not gelling together, although the team is brand new. I'm going to play a couple of comments here from Tyson Chandler, because he talked about that, about how the team's really trying to get everything together, especially him himself trying to get acclimated to the play of this team. His team's been together a long time, and, I mean, that could be an issue. So let's find out what Tyson Chandler had to say real quick here. Live on the Dallas Sports Game, Mavs Post Game, Post Game Show at R Sports Radio. Yeah, but it's on our audio. We're having a little trouble with the audio sound, but it's coming up shortly.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Better days.
How disappointing is this kind of loss?
You know, it's very disappointing. It's a game that, you know you should win. You know you should win it coming into the game. And then after the game, you know, you just back on all the possessions and all the, you know, mental errors and you know you got to fix them.
What made that fourth quarter so difficult?
Yeah, you know, we had some turnovers in some key spots. Missed some shots that we normally make, and they made some tough shots. You know, they came up with a lot of loose balls. You know, because they were shooting jump shots, a lot of the rebounds were going long, and they were able to get their hands back on them, which pretty much kept them in the game and ultimately won the game for them.
Looks like you guys won everything on the stat sheet.
Yeah, you look at it, and you see we kept them at 38%, and we shot 40-something. We shot better threes, so you would think you would win. We definitely gave the effort. We played defense out there. There's a couple of the mental mistakes, you know, a couple of turnovers, you know, throughout the game in good stretches. You know, they shot a lot more free throws than we did, and, you know, that kind of told the story of the game.
Coach Carlisle said a couple of things out there that defied logic. Do you know in particular what he's referring to?
No.
I'm not saying it's you.
I have no clue, to be honest.
Seemed like the play where you got the block and you guys weren't able to secure the rebound there. That seemed like the real deflator there. going down the stretch.
Yeah, that hurt. I thought I couldn't really honestly see what happened. I know we made the block, and I thought we came up with it. I didn't see what happened after that. I just seen Conley break free from the pack. And I thought I got a clean block on that one. Evidently, I didn't.
Are you looking forward to heading out on the road?
Yeah, whenever you take a loss like this, you can't wait to play again. We got to make up for this somewhere. We got to steal a win somewhere. They stole one here on us tonight. And we got to make up for it. It's plain simple.
What's it going to take to be better and not turn the ball over as much as you guys are? Is this just a matter of just trying to mesh the talent together? It's just a matter of time?
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of our turnovers right now are uncharacteristic for players. I had one where I didn't see the guy behind me and he came and stripped the ball. And a couple other things we're trying to force. Right now we're playing really unselfish. We're a team that's, we've come together. We know we have the talent. And we all have the same goal. We know what we want to do. And because of that, sometimes you play a little too unselfish. You try to pass the ball too much. And right now we're kind of doing that. And, as it goes along, we'll tighten that up, and scorers will be scorers, rebounders will be rebounders, and so on and so forth.
Thanks, Tyson.
And there you heard from Tyson Chandler, so he kind of reiterated that point. One thing you guys didn't get on tape is I did ask him about the foul at the end of the game. He did a blatant foul. The Mavs are up 90-89. He basically puts his hand in Marcus Gasol's face, and that's how they get the two free throws to go up 91-90 and win the game. So you guys didn't get a chance to hear that, but he basically said he made a mental error, and that's one thing with Tyson Chandler. He plays with a lot of emotion. If you guys know his background, he had one technical in the game and almost got another technical right there too. So Royce, you mentioned that about them being able to try to get together. So kind of he's a new fit to the team. He's trying to learn how the other guys play. I mean, you think that'll come along, midway through the season, think we won't have these kind of issues?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to happen. It's just like Miami's first game, they couldn't get it together. They're kind of the same boat as the Mavericks. When you get new players on new teams, you tend to pass the ball too much. Well, in the old team, you were used to the system, you would take the shot. I saw a lot of that last night. I see a lot of with teams that are starting out this year. But around the 10th, 11th game, they should have it together. But like I said, it's a long season. They got plenty of time to get this done. We'll see where they are by mid-season and see if they got any better. But I look for that to come together. It takes a while to play with players. But you got to trust more on instincts and not try to be so generous. Just let the game come to you. As the game comes to you, you get to. So I look for them to jail. But like I said, they got some good players, and they're all going for the same goal, and that's to win the championship, make the playoffs, then win the championship. But I look for them to, turn around. Now, if it goes past 10, 11 games, they're in trouble. But I look for them to change around to jail.
And in the end, we do apologize, guys. This is some raw audio footage. We just got this audio footage last night, so we do apologize. Let's do a couple of comments here from Jet Terry real quick here.
Tough loss for us. I know I had several opportunities where I usually make those shots in the fourth quarter, so it didn't fall for us, So, you shoot 40, whatever percent they shoot, under 40 and you lose. It's just a tough game for us. Games happen quick in this league. So now we go on the road and we got to make up for this loss at home.
Why were you guys so sloppy with the ball, 10 turnovers there in the fourth quarter?
I didn't know it was 10, but definitely had that was too many. Can't do that and think you're going to win ball games. You got to value every possession. And we didn't do that tonight. Learn the experience, bounce back.
Tyson talked about this little game. You look at it coming in, you should win coming in, and then not to go out there and execute. How disappointing is that?
Well, it's disappointing not to get the win. Like I said, to play the defense that we did tonight and not walk out of here with a 10-12 point victory is disappointing. But again, it's early. It's a learning experience. we can make up for it by going on this road trip and take care of business. Well, just playing another game, quick. It's going to come quick. I mean, you got, you know, less than 48 hours before the next one, so that'll cure all for us.
And those are some post-game comments from Jet Terry. He's really looking forward to the next game. I know all the players in the locker room are looking forward to the next game. Going on the road, they go to L.A. to play the Clippers. That's going to be a Halloween game at 2:30. So they're looking to bounce back pretty big real quick. Before we go, we want to definitely get a couple of quick comments from Dirk real quick, and then we'll wrap up the show live on our sports radio show, the Dallas Mavs post-game show.
Just bad execution down the stretch, really. I mean, we had enough chances. Got a big stop there when Tyson had the block. Pushed it the other way. Turned the ball over right there. Up one. I had a chance to go up three or even up four. But that was a bad turnover. And then at the end, gave up that offensive rebound to Gasol. Then we didn't even get out. I mean, we have 6 seconds. We're down one. 6 seconds is forever in basketball. And we didn't even get one look up. I mean, it was just bad execution down the stretch. We did everything wrong. We could have went wrong. So just a bad, terrible loss. We're basically up all game. We hold them to under 40% shooting. We were basically shooting over 50% all game long. So that's just a game we got to win. Bottom line.
Tyson was saying things to me, might be that there's too much unselfishness, that, you know, you guys are going out of your way to try to move the ball. And do you see anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to play off each other. And Jet was trying to give me the ball with 6 seconds to go there. I popped the other way, which probably shouldn't happen. And Garon was trying to give the ball up to Jet on the break, and Conley sniffed it out, got in between there. So, yeah, just, you know, turnovers really hurt us already in the first night. When we should have ran away with that lead a lot quicker than we did against Charlotte. Turnovers hurt us again tonight. So it's something we need to address.
Man, those were a few comments right there from Dirk. As you guys heard the comment thing, apparently Royce had been practicing their defense a lot of trying to make themselves a more defensive team with Tyson Chandler. They did hold the Grizzlies to under 40% shooting, and actually shot the ball very well. Rudy Gay had the team high for the Grizzlies, had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Marc Gasol had a double-double, 10 points, 15 rebounds. And the Grizzlies dominated down low, and that's something that the Mavericks are going to have to get together because they really did nothing down low in the paint. And Royce, I mean, Royce, from what you heard from the players' reaction, do you think it's just need to get out on the road, get another game in, they'll be okay after that?
Oh yeah, they get a couple of road wins. I think everything come around. Like I said, I'm with Carlisle on this. Those kind of games you have to win at home, especially with the home crowd. It's hard to win like that on the road. You got the crowd behind you, but you must defend your house. And he said that was number one, so I'm hoping they do. And they need some low post players. Tyson Chandler needs to. He needs to step himself early in the game, you know, and be more of a low post player. And I think they have a good chance.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. The crowd was there last night. It was another sellout. The Mavs have had 360 consecutive regular season sellouts, which is the longest running sellout streak in the NBA. And I don't know if you guys knew this, an interesting fact I learned in the game is that Dirk had 10 consecutive field goals made dating back to the last game versus Charlotte. And guess what? Maverick actually owns the record for most consecutive field goals made with 14. Want to take a guess, Ross?
Derek Hoffman.
No. Eric Dampier. I was interested to learn that, too. Eric Dampier actually holds the Mavs record for most consecutive field goals made with 14.
Well, I'm shocked. That must be because he shot one like every 10, 12 games.
Right. It must be 2 points for seven games or something like that. But but again, we thank everybody for tuning in. We're gonna be coming to you guys with these live audio shows from the locker room, from the press conferences for the Mavs. I want to thank Scott Tomlin with the Dallas Mavs for allowing the show to have access and go behind the scenes and be able to bring you all of our listeners inside the locker room. And I definitely want to thank Casey Millen with the ticket. He was great. We sat and watched the game together last night. Real, real knowledgeable about all sports. Definitely talked a lot about the Mavs, Stars, and you'll be hearing him on the show coming up in the next couple of shows and stuff as well, too. So definitely thanks to Casey for helping me out with the audio situation as well, too. But again, we thank y'all for tuning in. Don't miss Tuesday's show. We'll get into a little bit more NBA. We'll talk about the Cowboys and see what happens with them this Sunday. So we thank y'all for tuning in, and make sure you watch the Rangers tonight, and we'll see you guys on Tuesday.